Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Another hour for our show leading you into the weekend. Prior to that, I guess, Joe and Hugh, Spike, Ike, and Jack, all the programs up ahead later today on WIP as we broadcast from Borgata. So not much is up ahead for Clayton Kershaw in baseball. He announced yesterday that this will be his final season. And, of course, that could involve a series against the Phils in the playoffs. We shall see. You know, two things to tell you about Kershaw that are, I mean, he's obviously one of the great pitchers of all time, and I would say the best pitcher this century when you consider the full gamut. I mean, guys like Randy Johnson and Clemens and others, Pedro went, you know, into parts of this century. But when you talk about, you know, I mean, he's been the best guy over the last 25 years. And two facts that are – so first off, is, you know, he's got 222 wins, 96 losses, career ERA of 2.54. But check out these two facts, which I did not know until I read them after he announced that, you know, the next couple weeks are his last. He's got the highest winning percentage of any pitcher in baseball with 200 wins since 1900. Now, think about that. 125 years.
Jeez.
Highest winning percentage. Now, he's been aided by being on a Dodgers team that, you know, has a huge payroll, great offensive talent. So it's easier, for instance, than Paul Skenes on the Pirates. But, you know, I mean, my God, we're talking 125 years, highest winning percentage. That's nuts.
It's pretty amazing.
And he's also got, and because that has to do a little bit with the team, right, how they hit. But here's one that doesn't have too much to do with the team other than defenders. He's got the second lowest ERA of all pitchers in the last 100 years who have pitched at least 1,500 innings. So 100 years, second lowest ERA. I mean, we're talking about an all-timer, guys. So he's going to make his final home start ever tonight in the regular season, and then we'll see what happens.
Playoff
in the,
record?
In the postseason. Playoff record, he is struggling, much like Maddux and much like Bonds.
It's amazing.
They're the three I think of when I think of an all-timer whose performance faltered in the postseason. Now, Bonds picked it up at the very end with the Giants, but he was not good for many years with the Pirates and Giants.
Yeah, those Pirates
horrible
series were amazing.
And Greg Maddux was very average in the postseason after being an all-timer, and Kershaw's been below average in the postseason.
Yeah, Smoltz was the one who elevated for those Braves in the playoffs.
Smoltz was phenomenal. All right, so Phillies obviously coming down the stretch. They got three more series, one of which begins tonight with the Diamondbacks, and they'll probably be the two seed for the playoffs, which is good. It'll get them the bye. And obviously they can set the rotation. It's going to be Christopher Sanchez game one of the playoffs. Rob Thompson announced that 2 days ago. Let's talk to Nick in South Philadelphia. Nick, good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, Nick.
Hey, what's up, man? So what? I just want to make a quick comment.
Sure.
So I'm excited about the game Sunday. I went to the home opener game. You know, I don't know if I'm getting old, but it was rough. It was rough.
Why?
My halftime. It was raining. It was rough, but I made it through. I was so excited about the home opener. It was a game. We were playing Dallas. But you guys got to think, we got another home opener game. This is it again. Like, this is the first 1 o'clock game at home. It's going to be turned up, and we're going to blow the score up. If they blow it up, we're going to blow it up. The Eagles are very competitive. I love it.
Well, like, Nick, I'm laughing right now when you said blow it up. I don't know if you ever heard the story. This is a true story. There was a guy.
Joe blows it up a lot.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. There was a guy.
Yesterday, the week coming up in a few minutes.
There was a guy a number of years ago that at a store, I forget which one, a Walmart or one of those big superstores, they called out the bomb squad because he walked into a bathroom and said, I'm going to blow this place up.
Oh, no.
And someone heard him say it and thought it was a real bomb squad. That's a real story.
Wow.
That actually happened.
Oh, that's crazy, wow. man. It's
yeah.
crazy.
Did I'm, you? I'm, wow.
And it was not me.
Yeah.
All right? It was not me.
That's crazy.
I was not him.
I'm excited for the game, man. I hope everybody is. The Eagles, I love Eagles Nation, man. We the one team in the NFL where it's like we are a part of the team. We 2-0 and we still we are so vested that the Eagles can win and we'll still be like we like the players. We like we could have did better. We could have did better. It's like when I'm talking to my brother and his team win, it's like he finds every reason why they won to explain to me why they're the best team in the NFL.
Yeah, Browns like, fans would take what we have right now. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we could. So I love the energy that everybody giving. I'm like I'm so happy for football and like the Eagles. We gonna perform when we gotta perform. Now one thing about the Eagles. It's hard to watch our tape because any given week we can have a star. We don't know, like AJ could have it this week. It could be the AJ game, and then come Monday we all like, oh my God, he did amazing.
So, good, yeah. Look, they got some serious
got a
stars
lot of
on
talent.
Offense. Yeah,
who Nick, can all do yeah, amazing.
Nick, give me something big. Nick, give me something big that's LA.
Oh man, you took my answer. I was going to say Kobe, but I don't know. I say Wildfires.
That's another one.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, Nick, great call. Call us as often as you can. That was good stuff. All right, let's get to, as we do every Friday during the football season, our picks for the National Football League.
It's time for Joe and John's weekly football picks.
All right, good job by both of us last week. We each went 2-1, but John, of course, is in front of me because of his excellence week one when he went 2-1 and I went 0-3. So he's 4-2 overall. I'm 2-4 overall. We turn to week three. John, what are you looking at?
I wonder. Packers are going to Cleveland. Man, the Cleveland Browns are bad. We got to see him this summer. You know, Joe Flacco. We're fans. Joe Flacco, he is not getting much of a chance this year because he just doesn't have much around him. That defense isn't bad, but the Cleveland Browns aren't going to be able to hang with the Green Bay Packers, who are really scary. So I'll take the Packers -7.5.
All right, my first game is a Bucs game. And I'm very intrigued to find out what Tampa has. So if you missed it, before the season, Ron Jaworski said he thinks they, the Bucs, not the Packers, not the Rams, the Bucs are the greatest threat to the Eagles in the NFC. Well, the Bucs are 2-0 so far. Jets stink. Jets are the Jets. I think Aaron Glenn will do a good job over time, but they don't have much right now. I'm going to go with Tampa, -6.5 to take care of the Jets.
That is actually my last pick, the Buccaneers, -6.5, hosting the Jets. The Jets don't even have Justin Fields. They got Tyrod Taylor yeah. playing for him. Now, Tyrod Taylor is not a bad backup quarterback, but the Buccaneers, they're feeling it. They got the defense working. They got Baker Mayfield playing his best football. And he's got weapons. So, yeah, Buccaneers -6 for me also.
All right, my second pick is Pittsburgh against New England. I know Pitt lost last week. They're on the borderline for a playoff team. Probably going to come straight on down to Aaron Rodgers and how good he is or is not at this stage. But I certainly think he and they are good enough to take care of New England. Small line, 1.5. I'm going Pittsburgh -1.5 in New England this weekend.
I'm going to go with the Chargers -2.5 hosting the Broncos. I really did think, and it's early, I thought the Broncos were going to be a little bit more ahead of schedule than what they are right now. Bo Nix still sort of dragging. But, man, the Chargers not dragging. The Chargers are showing people that they mean business. So -2.5, it feels like not too big a line. I'm glad to give 2.5 points to the Broncos.
All right, my final one. Look, Dallas's D maybe really, 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 really stinks. But I tend to think as a team they're better than Chicago. Again, small line, 1.5. I know Dallas is a road favorite, but are the Bears really ready to turn the corner? Probably not. Dallas should win this game. Dallas, -1.5 in Chicago. And those are our picks. We'll get to the drop of the week coming up in a moment. Patty right now joins us. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning, Joe and crew. How are you?
Great.
Just fantastic.
Good. It's Friday. Just wanted to say a couple things. I will be at the game on Sunday, thanks to my daughter. And it was my 60th birthday present, so I'm very excited.
That's great.
Yeah, so my husband and I will be there. Second, with the offense, why is everybody so hard on Jalen? I think he's doing okay, but what about Kevin Petula? Doesn't he have some, problems as well?
Well, to
he
be clear,
to
Petty,
do better.
More
he
people
needs to be more creative with a lot of what he's putting out there, and he can absolutely move his players around a little more pre-snap to try to help pry him open.
And, Patty, more people have been hard on Petula. Now, his name hasn't come up as much, but when we did a poll earlier this week, Petula won the poll considerably. Matter of fact, he, tripled or quadrupled Jalen's number for who's most responsible, for the struggle. So
it was outrageously predictable.
I missed that one.
Yeah. But Patty, you know my theory. I mean, I've been saying it for a bunch of years. Spike says the same thing. The Eagles run a simplified offense because they think that's what suits Jalen best. And I think that makes offensive coordinators and Sirianni often look silly, but I don't think they are silly.
Right. And it's pretty impressive, too, that Jalen hasn't turned the ball over in the first two games.
Listen, it's very impressive. I mean, other than 2023, when he had a run of turnovers, he has.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
For the most part, been exceptional at it. I mean, you can make the case it is the greatest.
I'm so tired of you talking out of both sides of your mouth on this. Don't say I can't stand it. I cannot stand it.
Well, I give you nuance.
The offense has to be simplified for our quarterback, but he's so good at not turning the ball over.
Of course, it has to be simplified.
No, it doesn't.
What do you mean? Of course, it has to be simplified.
Yeah, I think this is nonsense.
All right, let's see Jalen run a true West Coast offense. Yeah, sure. Good luck.
Well, that's not what they run.
They don't run.
Right. Well, they do it for a reason.
No, dude, he has so many decisions. He makes more decisions than any other quarterback. What are you talking about?
It's just absurd. And I don't want to put this misinformation out there anymore.
Well, it's not.
I really don't.
You know, I'll put some information out there. Out of the last 18 games that Jalen Hurts starts and finish, the Eagles are 18-0. How's that sound?
Well, there were also games that the Eagles team played, The whole team.
What's the team in the league that only plays the quarterback?
Listen, I'm just telling you,
he's closer to
Phil Sims, which is a good quarterback, than he leads. It's okay.
You know that last night Josh Allen only attempted one pass that's over 10 yards?
Josh Allen, right?
John, what did I say to you this morning? I said Tua threw 34 passes last night. Yeah. He had 146 yards.
Yeah. Well, oh, my gosh.
That's not good. All right, Patty, give me an answer. We got to get to drop of the week. Something big with L.A.
No problem. Since I am from Phoenixville, I got it. The catcher for the Dodgers. I just totally blanked on his name.
Paul LaDuca?
You're talking about Mike Piazza?
You're talking about Roy Campanella? Actually, he was Brooklyn.
Piazza.
Piazza, you got it, Patty. Appreciate that call. Piazza, and then halfway through his career, gone. That was weird. Piazza to the Marlins.
Yep.
And then from the Marlins to the Mets a couple days
later. Why a lot of players, great players, wind up with the Marlins at the end of their career?
Well,
he
never played for the Marlins.
I think he played a couple games,
Are you sure? I don't know that he did.
I thought so.
I might have. Maybe it was like a game or two.
I think he played for about 1 week.
Was it?
For the Marlins,
yeah, it was real quick.
I think. All right, drop of the week. We have some fun near the end of the week, and I think that we got some crazy stuff this week. James Seltzer, crank it up.
Hallelujah.
It's the drop.
Krzyzewski
of the week.
Whoa.
All righty. James, what are we looking at?
All right, let's dive in with a quick one. Harry Potter's been out for almost 30 years. You've seen it, and yet you can't get the names right.
Rich beyond their wildest dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Why hasn't anyone said Dumbledore today?
Because maybe it's Dumbledore.
That was so great, James.
Oh, man.
So good. All right, let's keep it going. Speaking of good, a lot of responses to the Tush Push criticism on our show this week. Mike Quick, a great one.
The league's thing might be it's not a play that's easy enough for the refs to officiate, and therefore it'll be kicked out for that reason.
Well,
do you think that's justifiable?
Love it.
That is good.
Great
strong
stuff,
work,
Mike. As usual. Less strong work, Joe. You made this noise.
I think it was a tight end or something, and then Jalen Carter whacked him. Unbelievable. All right, Jaws at 9:30. Phone calls and all these topics. Phils, I don't know.
What
John.
Was that? God.
It wasn't as bad as I expected, actually.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Maybe we need to hear it again.
It was kind of worse. Here,
listen, ready? This is the noise.
Ew.
Oh.
Yuck.
That's...
It's not great.
That's like a snarfle.
Better than that noise Devin made a couple weeks ago, whatever that thing was.
What do you mean?
That was horrendous.
What noise?
Do
we have that noise offhand?
It was horrendous.
James, we need a compilation.
This is...
I know. I've done many of those.
No, that was foul, whatever Devin did.
This is pretty disgusting.
I mean, it's not ideal.
It's called deflecting, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep it rolling. Bunch of Jason Kelce funny stuff this week. I think the best. Talking about Aaron Donald. Seems like a nice guy. Maybe he's not.
Man, this guy was, like, feared. There weren't many guys on the defensive side that were, like, people were afraid to play him. Aaron Donald was one of those guys.
Wow. That's something.
He seems like such a nice guy, too, as a person.
Yeah, let me tell you, he ain't nice on the floor. Not one bit of it's nice on the floor. And he's mad at me. He's like yelling, like, why are you, Kel, stop sliding, stop helping this guy. I'm like, Aaron, you're the best player in the world.
That's pretty good, man.
Really good stuff from
like
Kelce. All right, speaking of really good stuff from a former football player, how about really good stuff from a former football coach? This did not happen on our show, but we played it, and the Gru Dog, probably the single best response to the Tush Push criticism we've heard. Here's a little taste of Gru Dog.
Hell, why don't they just outlaw the Philadelphia Eagles offensive line? Lane Johnson, out. Mylotta, out. You ever see Mylotta? I have a picture next to the guy. He's like a freaking oak tree. Get rid of Cam Jurgens and Landon Dickerson. Mekhi Becton, I know you're in Charger land, but good God. Now they got Steen in there at right guard. Why don't we outlaw the Philadelphia Eagles offensive line? Get your pads down, get shoe to shoe, and earn that yard. Or take that yard away. Do something. Quit complaining.
So that could win.
I think it should win.
It has to win.
After that.
That could win.
Hey, I played for John Gruden for 4 years.
Yep.
Joe, we ran one play. We ran one play in goal line and short yards. Now, it wasn't my rookie year, because remember, my rookie year, he gave me the ball, and he told me he would never give it to me again. So we found the play, which sent me careening headlong into the playside inside linebacker, Steve Wisniewski, the backside guard, into the backside linebacker. Yep. And it was this double ISO, 14 blast. It was the one play we ran for 4 years.
Yeah.
And it always worked.
Look,
it was like the Tush Push. He is on board with this concept. If you find something that works, keep gutting it until it goes away.
So here's what I'm thinking. If Kelce's not available next spring, when Lurie's got to go in to do it all over again.
Oh, love it.
He takes Gruden. In Gruden. Then we
get
have a Gruden.
Get your pants down. Get shoe to shoe.
Yeah, but here's the problem. A Gruden-Goodell showdown in front of the owners?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Thinking no.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. All right, let's keep it rolling.
Sure.
Speaking of Gruden, because we just did a few Gruden impressions ourselves, Richie telling his draft story gets his own Gruden on.
That man, that craziness. Gets on the phone. I'm in Blockbuster. He's like, you ready to bring the juice, Richie, or what? Come on down to Oakland. Come across the peninsula. I'm going to come get you. I bet you're out there wearing a rope chain in your backyard, sunning with a towel around your waist. Well, it's even better than that, Richie. Come on up the peninsula. And I had no idea who this was.
Good stuff, man. Love it. Always
just
love
the
it.
Concept of it. All right, let's get
I
it
I still
rolling.
Didn't know who I was playing for.
John, I want you to do an entire show in John Gruden's voice.
Yeah, that's great. All right, keep it rolling. It's been alluded to many times on the show so far today. The actual audio of when Joe informed everyone he had to go to the bathroom.
It's in my mind right now. I got that lingering.
circumstances. You gotta go?
Yeah, I gotta go. I was really thinking about mid segment. Oh, I'm still thinking about mid segment. I'm just being honest.
I'm in one of those. You really got a hankering. Like you got an issue right now.
Yeah, I do. I'm asking Seltzer maybe to reconfigure maybe reconfigure commercial breaks and.
Oh, so this is on air now. Yeah. I didn't know. I was on the phone, so we're just out there with this now.
We're out there.
Oh yeah.
With this.
So yeah, John, you gotta switch spots. It's all taken
really
care
of.
I called Byrne. I literally led the phone call with Byrne. I said, Byrne, I am so sorry to be making this phone call.
Yeah.
Wow.
You should.
How about just a little more? Joe started talking about a champagne celebration where he almost took his eye out, and then this happened.
We're all going wild on Farnsworth Street, Northeast Philly. I almost took my eye out.
Oh man! Can you imagine?
Yeah, I mean,
I bet you feel like that champagne bottle right now.
You could be an eye patch guy. I see that.
I'll tell you what I feel like right now. I know what you're saying.
I feel like a shook up champagne bottle, maybe ready to.
You guys are
you
just
good.
You know, I come in here. I lay myself bare.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it's.
Well, it's gonna be.
People take their shots. People
so
take
good.
Their shots.
Yeah. A great line at the end there.
Thank you. All right, two more, both from today. Tom from Abington brought up the much-referenced, was it linguine and clams, crab, whatever you get at the strip club. This is what happened.
Hey, Joe, don't feel too bad. I'm pretty sure you're not the only dude in history who left the strip club with crabs.
Yeah. Well, Tom, I think the joke was kind of already out there, you know.
You highlighted
without
it.
Without it having to be so explicitly stated.
Well, Joe is really all about being subtle.
And by the way, there was linguine with those crabs. All right,
was that her name?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, good line.
Coming to the stage, linguine.
That was good, James.
Outstanding.
I like it.
That was very
it
funny.
Would be a good name, by the way.
Yeah, it works. It's a whole vibe. All right, last one. I'm sorry to do it to you because I know you were a real bum today, Joe.
Oh,
but
man.
You lost. Name one of the other two.
I'll say Moyer. What do we got? What do we got? God darn it.
Yes!
What a disaster.
We're about to throw the clock?
I was really close to throwing the clock.
Yeah!
Whoa! What did he get?
How about that? Joe took the batteries out of the clock and everything.
I was so mad.
I could tell. Well, because this time you lost. Like, normally you can find a loophole or whatever. You just lost today. And
I haven't been
mad.
That mad in a couple years.
I could tell.
I really have.
I mean, you literally, your first instinct was to grab the clock and, like,
I was about to
I
smash
thought
it.
You were
I
gonna...
was about to smash it as well.
like that time
early.
You smashed the pen in the studio. Yeah. The
like
glass.
Hulk just
so
like
So, James,
Hulk
you missed a big one, by the way, drop of the week.
What did I miss?
You missed a big one.
Uh-oh.
You missed me swimming doggy style.
Oh, I did. You're right. Yep.
Yeah. Instead of doggy paddle, I sort of.
I totally missed that. That you're right. Hey, every once in a while, one slips by.
That's certainly a way to put it.
All right.
So Gruden's the clear winner, right? Like,
That's a pretty big mess.
Yeah. No, it's a big mess. Sometimes, you know, we don't want to go too far in the.
Maybe.
Yeah. So Gruden, clear winner, I think, right?
I
got no problem with that.
Yeah, I love that.
Congratulations to Gruden. Grudog with the drop of the week win. All right, from Borgata on a Football Friday. Great to be with you. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, Devin, Rhea, and Seltzer, 94 WIP. So, drop of the week, we did it last segment. I was remiss in not telling you, presented by Family and Company Jewelers. We always thank Family and Company Jewelers. Great people, true experts. South Jersey's diamond destination. All right, let's get to the results of our poll as it relates to who's going to win on Sunday. Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Do more and get more in a 2026 Armin Chevy Trailblazer, starting at only $24,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. Sure seems like everyone's picking the Eagles. Now, Coach Vermeil is the only one that had it that I've heard as a one-point game. He's got the Eagles by a point. But everyone I've heard this week on air has said the Eagles. John, how do you think the poll results shook out?
Is it just who wins?
Who wins the game?
83% say Eagles.
Well done again.
Nicely done.
That was close.
I thought that one would be a little higher just because I haven't heard anyone pick the Rams. But, look, the Rams are obviously a threat.
I do feel like it's going to be tighter and maybe a little higher scoring than we're comfortable with. They're so good throwing the football, and these receivers are so good. I can't imagine when we have such a, I don't know, sort of an Achilles heel, you know, that third cornerback, that they won't take advantage of that. And I can't imagine that we wouldn't take advantage of their run defense, which has been, you know, the last year and a half historically bad.
All right, I'm going to go on record with this one. I've thought it for a year, and I've said it before, but not this week, so no one probably even remembers it. I don't think Puka Nacua is as good as people say.
That's crazy.
You're wrong, Joe.
Dude, he's awesome.
I think
he's so
I think
awesome.
I think he's outstanding, but I don't think he's one of the five best in pro football.
Oh,
I just don't.
Strong disagree.
Oh, he might be the best in pro football.
Yeah, he might be the best.
If you want the toughest wide receiver in football, it's Puka Nacua.
Well,
if you want the guy who's willing to do everything, like go out there and mangle
people in the run game, I'm a big fan of
Puka clearly. Nacua. I can hear it in your voice.
It's ridiculous. It's like you say someone's not top five and people think disrespecting. Here we go. Justin Jefferson, A.J. Brown.
Oh, he's better than A.J.
No, he's not.
I think he is.
He's not.
I'm just telling you, I think he is.
We'll see this weekend and over the next bunch of weeks. And it's not based on stats because AJ obviously gets.
He is a phenomenal football player.
Here's my top five. This is hard because you got CeeDee Lamb. Who else you got? You got
Jamar Chase.
Jamar Chase for sure. I'm going Justin Jefferson, AJ Brown, Jamar Chase. I got those three.
Amon-Ra St. Brown is
up there. Boy, I like that guy. I like that guy a lot.
Malik Nabers is probably up there already.
Yeah, he's a pain in the
ass.
Why
don't you like Mike Evans?
He's
like the most.
No, he's steady.
But he's not as good as those guys.
He's your top 10 to 12 guys. He's
also
not your top
year
five.
11 or 12.
He's Rafael Palmeiro.
Yeah, and he's had over 1,000 receiving
yards. He's Rafael Palmeiro.
Rafael
Palmeiro is never a top five player. He's just steady as she goes.
Okay.
And then a little better when you throw that.
Puka.
2 weeks in, Puka has more receiving yards than all of the Eagles receivers combined.
Wow.
So
that is saying something. Yeah. All right, let's talk to Anthony in South Philly. Anthony, good morning.
Yeah, well, that's all we've been doing, right?
Anthony.
Hey, guys.
Oh.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you got to pipe that whatever down in the background. Is
radio,
that a TV?
What is,
or
that? Yeah.
What is that?
By the way, while he's doing that, Puka leads the league in catches, too.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, Anthony. Go ahead, man.
Okay, yeah, sorry about that. So,
sure.
Good morning, guys. Hey, listen, I want to play a little bit of devil's advocate here this morning, right? And I want to say for any Philadelphia Eagles player who's listening or former players, because I haven't heard anybody say anything about this, I went back and I watched the full game, the full Dallas game, the full Chiefs game, right? Because I came into this season, I'm looking at these two games, and I'm a little rough on Jalen to start out, and then after I watch these games, I'm like, man, God bless his heart, man. Like, this guy, you look at the first game against Dallas, right? Matt, whatever the guy's name is. What he did in the cover three teams that they were playing, it was like he was trying his very best to take away what Jalen does best as far as throwing the ball, right?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The deep ball. He wants Jalen to dig and dunk the ball. He's doing that, right? He's doing. But if you look at, if you go back and you look at what the linebackers were doing, as far as taking away the middle of the field, all the stuff that they were trying to do to keep Jalen from, you know, doing what he did with that 50-yard bomb to Jahan Dotson, right?
Sure.
Their whole scheme was to keep him from doing that, right? But they also wanted to try and stop us from running the ball. I thought he did a hell of a job in that game. And then you go to the Chiefs game, right? And you got what the Chiefs did. Their defensive coach, he was playing chess. And our offensive coordinator, like, we don't talk enough about, like, the fact that this guy right now, he's been given the keys to a Bugatti, and he's never called plays in the NFL for any team ever, right? So when you look at that first play of the game, and I think Jason Kelce talked about this a little earlier, you look at what happened. Jalen is literally looking right at A.J. Brown. He's about to turn the ball loose. And then you have Granderson. You have Grant Calcaterra that just get blown up. So from that point forward, if you're watching the game, Jalen doesn't trust that side of the line. He's looking over there like he's about to get his head knocked off every time these guys come off that side of the line. But you go back and you watch last year, right? So, for example, what our other tight end, his name is slipping my mind right now.
Calcaterra.
Goddard, right? Oh, so Goddard is really good at blocking.
Sure.
You go back and you watch what Goddard did. Go back and watch the Cincinnati game from last year. They ran that same exact play where AJ goes in motion. He comes to the right side. He's the inside guy. And then Devontae goes right up the middle. AJ goes to the outside. They ran that same play three times in that game. And Hurts literally, I think he completed two of the three passes to AJ. This is a play that
So, Anthony, what you're basically saying is you think Jalen's doing a great job of managing the complexities of everything going on out there. Is that's pretty much it?
I think that.
And that the coaches aren't doing a great job of putting him in the offense in position and they're winning in spite of that. Is that essentially the translation?
In a nutshell, there you go. So if you look back at what year was it that the one year that Jalen almost won MVP in that
2022, he was
close,
awesome.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
What was so important about that year? You got a returning offensive coordinator who Jalen has a lot of trust. This is the first time in his career in the NFL and a long time in college that he's had a guy that he's built with. He trusts this guy. He knows that he's a good offensive coordinator. He throws for 3,800 passing yards that year, and he almost wins MVP. He hasn't had that here since that guy left. So I think we have to, yes, let's be critical of Jalen. We need to be. But I think what we also have to understand is that our tight end, who we rely on in our offense at least, to block a lot, and you lose Mekhi Becton. That's a huge loss for us. And then you take into account that Jalen has had an offensive coordinator every year. You know,
look, Anthony, you might be presenting the best defensive Jalen I've heard.
Really, it was very good.
It's a great call. I need you to call way more often. Give me an answer, pal. You can win both my book and you can win the tickets to Adam Sandler tonight. What is something big that's L.A. related?
I don't know if this one is big, but I would say the Hollywood sign. So
has already been said, and that is big, but literally
yeah.
But give me something else.
Oh, man. There's there's another, I forget what it's called. I've been out there before, but it's the Hollywood Walk of Fame with the stars, but then, like, right around the corner from there or something, there's another, like, stars, like, place where they put stars for, like, musicians.
Well, we'll put you down. We'll put you down for that one. Anthony, good call, man. Call when you can. Thanks, dude. Good stuff. That was really, really good. All right, let's get to the Got It During window to the weekend as we look ahead to everything up ahead. You can buy a window or door and get the second and half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Got It During window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA. You can also visit goguida.com. Well, the weekend obviously will predominantly be dominated by football and, you know, the Eagles and the Rams from our standpoint, but a ton of college football action. Phillies with a three-game series in Arizona, the first of three series left for the Phillies in the regular season. I think a lot of eyes will be on the pitching staff, you know, who's, you know, fourth starter, who's that guy going to be, and then you want to see that.
Bueller. We might see Bueller.
Let's go on the record
Taiwan tonight.
We're going to see them both. So Bueller. Let's go on the record. John, fourth starter is going to be who? Gut feeling. Week and a half to go.
Aaron Nola, as crazy as it sounds with him giving up those home runs, I do have faith that he can somehow buckle down because I've seen him pitch great when it matters.
Yeah, years ago. Devin?
But I don't feel great about that.
Yeah, I don't feel great about it. I wonder if they could do a piggyback, like split start with Nola and Buell, like what they're doing tonight, but with Nola.
But they won't because it's two righties. I don't think they're. I don't think.
You don't think they will together?
No, not in the playoffs.
I just don't feel great about Nola starting in a postseason.
I don't either. I don't feel good about any of them.
But I feel greater about him than I do the others.
But would you feel better about a bullpen game?
No.
I mean,
I don't know the answer.
Rhea, who's it going to be?
It's probably going to be Nola.
I think it
will
be.
And I'll be hiding under my table the entire time.
I think I'm at the point with him that I now want Walker Buehler to win it.
Oh, I would, yeah.
Well, if he wins it, that would be awesome.
But Walker Buehler's only had one.
But he's only got two more starts left. Yeah, no, I know.
They both have only had one salt.
He wasn't good this year. Walker Buehler wasn't good. James, who's it going
to
be?
I want it to be Walker Buehler. I know he has been great this year. He's one of the great playoff pitchers alive right now. And I think it's absolutely going to be Aaron Nola. I don't even care how he looks in his next two starts. Like, I think it's going to be Aaron Nola.
Well, I am not nearly as definitive as you are on that, James. And I sure hope you're wrong that it's, like, already locked
in. I do too, Joe. I do too. I hope I'm wrong.
Because, you know, that game four.
Well, do you, like, what?
You could be down 2-1.
But with the lefty-righty thing, would it be game four? Or do you think that they'd try to put, if it's righty?
You know, it actually could be. It could be like game one or two, depending on how long the prior series went.
Exactly.
I mean, we say fourth game, but it's, or four, you know, it's.
Yeah, but
it's
if
whatever.
They time off, if Sanchez, if they go to five and Sanchez has to pitch game five, you know, like they're.
Right.
All, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, Sanchez would pitch four and then the.
Oh, four, you know, and then, yeah, either way, neither of those guys would be able to pitch the opener the next one.
All right, with that said, keep your eye on all of it for the weekend. Let's get to what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Can someone explain to me what the definition of a football play is? I'm sick and tired of people saying that the tush push is not a football play. Just tell me what a real football play is, and then we can set the standard. It's all a silly debate because other teams can't figure out how to do it successfully, period.
Well, you're right. It is a football play in that it is technically a play in a pro football game. It's what many people around the nation think should not be a football play.
Uh-oh, Joe lost Beat the Hammer. Why'd you lose, Joe? That boot on your foot? Everyone rejoice. Joe has lost. Go Birds!
God, I was so aggravated. I really was.
How about this? When Joe loses Beat the Hammer on Friday, then he has to take Mondays off. That way we can all be winners. Time's yours.
I'll tell you what, that works for me. As long as it's a paid vacation, I got no problem with that.
How does Joey Bathtub not know Rollins and Victorino were traded to the Dodgers? The answer is twofold. He doesn't even watch baseball, and he's a Mets fan. Great job, Hammer.
Wow.
Yes!
Oh, man. Crushed you.
What a call.
It's outrageous. I mean, it's nonsense, but okay. That's it?
Yeah.
We got to end on that garbage? Fine. With that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Total Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, let's get to Thomas. He's calling from Broomall. What's going on, Thomas?
Hey, guys. What's up? First, I want to start with my prediction. My heart says the Eagles. My head says the Rams.
No! No!
Sorry.
No! I'm just going to interrupt you.
23, what I've seen so much so far.
What?
With the passing game. Also, A.J. Brown. I wouldn't be surprised if his agent is in his ear saying, hey, you know,
come
maybe
on, man.
Relocation and a trade.
Come on. Well,
that's possible.
What are you doing?
Well, that is possible.
No, seriously. But with the whole Jalen thing, and this is why it's important to have a backup like Tanner McKee. When he's healthy, he can throw the ball. I get Jalen can too, but we haven't seen that yet. And maybe they do both quarterbacks playing in the same game.
Stop.
That is
stop
ridiculous.
It.
Well, that's
stop,
not
what you're
answer.
Saying is
stop,
absurd.
Stop. That's not going to happen.
My answer is the film industry, if it hasn't been said.
Has been said by me taking it all off the board. Give me something else.
All right. The palm trees.
Okay, we'll give you
that's
that.
That's a good one.
We're turning to quickly, looking for the best answer, L.A.-related, good or bad, something notable. Dave, what do you got?
The helicopter crash, Kobe.
The Kobe crash. Yeah, well,
yeah.
Kobe and the player had been said, but fair enough. All right, we're looking to turn two quickly. Bam, give me something notable L.A. related.
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop is big. I was waiting for Snoop earlier for sure. And, of course, then there's Tupac with To Live and Die in L.A. Gary in Vineland. Gary, give me an answer. Something notable with L.A.
Best thing to listen to a baseball game, Larry Anderson.
LA.
Wow.
Oh, it's clever.
Vince Scully would have been a better
clever.
Answer.
Very clever, though.
All right, we got to come up with a winning answer, of which we have many answers to choose between. The O.J. car chase, big answer. The L.A. Now, these are the ones said by the callers. We said many others ourselves. But O.J. car chase, the L.A. riots, the Walk of Fame, the Oscars, the Showtime Lakers, earthquakes, probably the biggest answers that were said by the
earthquakes
audience.
Earthquakes.
I'm going to get the answer. Oscars.
The L.A. was a good answer.
What's the L.A.?
Box. L.A., Larry
yeah,
Anderson.
But that's not like...
Oh, Larry Anderson. Yeah,
doesn't
yeah.
fit
that's
the...
Not, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
Devin, what do you think?
Well, I personally like the, I think it was Ken's, the 405, the 101.
Yeah, well, no one knows that.
Not.
And they do that in Northern
I'll
California.
I'll say the Hollywood also. Sign.
No, that was Rhea's
no,
answer.
No, Rhea right. said that.
Oh, the Walk of Fame then.
Okay, Walk of Fame got said by a lot of people today. All right, so Walk of Fame.
I James, say the I Academy like that's Awards I'm voting tourist. For.
James says the Oscars. Rhea, you say which one?
I'm totally with John on this one. L.A. was incredibly creative.
Well, yeah.
But it was like a Los Angeles
I'm not,
based
I know.
Question.
It might be too far. No. We're straying too far.
You're straying way
too far. All right, I'll go O.J., the O.J. car chase.
And James, you said the Oscars?
I said, yeah, it's the positive one at least.
Man, L.A. I kind of like the Walk of Fame because it sort of is symbolic of the stars.
Yeah. It's cool. It's a good answer.
It's cool to visit. It is.
Yeah, let's go with the Walk of Fame. That's a big one. Matt, congratulations with that answer. These were all great answers, for sure. Although one or two kind of stunk, but most were really good. All right, everyone, have a great, great weekend. Go Birds, obviously. Eagles and Rams on Sunday. Remember, you can listen to Merrill, Mike, and Devin on the call.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.